Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now, where the message is already in progress.
This one. And when I say this, I'm saying, I don't mind following you. I want to follow you. But right here, you're talking real crazy. I'm trying to help your house. I'm trying to help your house. But y'all going to run me out of town. Let me get out of here. Submission does not mean getting all of her spiritual strength through her husband. This is a misnomer. Just because you anointed, just because you know the word, that don't mean you just living off his overflow. He should cover you. He should have you to a point to where he's pushing you. As I said, he's pulling you to prayer, not pushing you to prayer. But submission does not mean, well, my husband pray enough for both of us. He be in the word enough for, no. You got to have your own relationship. Let me hurry. Lastly, submission does not mean living or acting in fear. Just because I'm submitted to you, that don't mean I got to be scared of you. Just because I'm submitted, that don't mean I got to, oh, I can't do that because he ain't going to like it. I can't say this because no, that's not what submission is. It's a spirit of submission. Let me keep on going here, because I'm trying to tell you what a godly woman looks like. Likewise, verse Peter 3:1 again, it said, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. So Peter tells me that there's something that I can do. There's a conduct. So secondarily, we see, not only do we see the deeds of a good woman, we see the demeanor of a godly woman. The demeanor. What does demeanor mean? Demeanor means a position. We see a position. As I said, it's voluntary. Voluntarily submit. A position assumed for a specific purpose. What's my purpose? I'm married to my husband. I'm married. I'm the matriarch of this family. So my position is, my demeanor will be, I'm going to stay in my place. I'm going to stay in my role. And I'm going to do what God have called me to do. Oh my God, the feminist group don't like this kind of teaching. Can I tell you, the women, and woman, hear me roar, don't like this kind of stuff, because this is biblical and this is practical. And God, when we have somebody that explains it to you, you're not saying that the man is better than the woman and all that. No, the point is that when I want to obey God's word and I desire to be godly and to be a godly woman, I'll have the demeanor of one. My behavior towards others, an outward manner. Look at 1 Peter 3:2. Let me speed this thing up. It says, when they see your respectful and pure conduct, the demeanor, respectful and pure conduct. Verse 3, do not let your adorning be external. The braiding of the hair, the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear. Let me pause, because Pete, hear me now. I wouldn't went to this if I ain't know what I was doing. Now listen to me. Know what I'm doing. I got it. look, because Peter says, verse 2 again, this is the demeanor. It's respect and pure conduct. It is not, verse 3, what I do externally. It's not adorned. See, what Peter is saying, he's not saying that I can't decorate on the outside. He's not saying I can't, as in verse 3 says, I can't braid my hair, I can't put on gold jewelry, I can't get nice clothes. That's not what he's saying. He's saying there's nothing wrong with those things, but those things can't define me. Are y'all hearing me? Come on, y'all should have gave me a better response than that. Then, if y'all listening. Hey, but the point is, it's not that I can't put those things on. Those things do not determine my beauty. I got more message to preach about than just be preaching on braids and jewelry and gold. And no, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that as a woman, as a wife, I can't be defined by that. Let me keep going. let me say it this way. Your beauty isn't something that you can buy. If you can swipe your card, slide some cash, and you think that's going to define your beauty, that's not beauty. Beauty is on the inside. Oh, yes, it is. I know. Let me get going, because y'all don't like. I'm talking about the demeanor. The demeanor of a godly woman is one that is pure of conduct and respectful. Are you respectful to your husband? Or do you talk to him like a little boy? The demeanor of a godly woman is not because I look good, I can talk to you any kind of way. But no, I'm respectful and I'm pure. Pure. It must, your relationship, the way you treat your husband, must come from a pure place. Let me keep going. Y'all ain't like that one, but it's fine. Maybe the next one will be better. Look, we see the delight of a godly woman. The delight. Here, look at verse 4. It says, but let your adorning means what you put on, what you wear. Let your adorning be the hidden person. You know, let me tell you this, each and every last one of us have a hidden person. Who I see is not who you are. Who I see is not who you really are. No, Peter said, no, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty. No matter how good you look today, you're going to get old one day. No matter how firm it is, it's going to be flabby one day. You see, y'all make me say stuff like that the way y'all look at me. Y'all look at me like, oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm good. No. No matter how polished it is, no matter how tight it is, it's going, gravity is going to take its course. I'm going to leave it right there. But if I define my life on everything externally, when I don't look like I used to look 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, now I'm going to think there's something's wrong with me. Because I don't look like what I used to look like. Imperishable beauty. What makes a godly woman beautiful? It's not she's a dime, top of line, cute face, small waist with a big. Yeah, that's not what a godly woman. That's not what's beauty. Look at verse 4 tells me what a beautiful woman is. Beauty of a gentle and a since they gonna get with it, preacher. Quiet spirit. this is what beauty is. Beauty is a quiet spirit, which in God's sight is precious. Don't miss this. Come on, talking to my godly women. Don't miss this. So the way I treat my husband is not, God isn't concerned because I'm trying to keep the outside tight. He's concerned about my inside being tight. When I'm gentle with my husband, when I have a quiet spirit, the book says, in God's sight, this is precious. You know why? Because you don't find that every day. I know some beautiful women that because of their attitude, they're ugly. Nobody knows any folk like that. I know some women that look real good. They're gorgeous. They're America's Next Top Model. But because of the way they carry themselves, because of they just so, and they so, and it's so, no. If it ain't red bottom, I don't want it. No, if it ain't, you be like, who in the world do you think you are? Come on here. I got to get my nails done. I got to get my hair done. I got to do all, you know, all that's good. All that's fine. But here, my point is what you exude. It's what comes out of you. Peter says it's inward. Inward beauty is her most beautiful attribute. Your most beautiful attribute you can have is not your hair, it's not your clothes, it's not what you look like externally, but it's that inside beauty. Come on here. It's that silent preaching. Yes, sir. You know you preach more with what you don't say. Let me hurry up. I gotta let y'all out of here. Y'all supposed to be walking out right now. This is supposed to be the time. I'm trying to help you. He says gentle and quiet. Tranquil. Being untroubled. Yes, sir. That's what God. God is looking for some women that are untroubled. To where, my God, I can remember when we were struggling financially And when we first got together, it was a little rough at first, because when we first got together, because you know why? Because I was used to being broke. Y'all ain't going to help me here. I'm married up. I ain't playing. I'm married up. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have a house. We wouldn't have none of that stuff that we got right now, because she was just, so her daddy was letting us stay there and over there, and she just stacking it up. And I said, stack it, girl. Y'all ain't going to help me here. You know, stack it, girl. Yeah. And she stacked that thing up, and we was able to do it. We wouldn't be where we was at, man. We'd be in Umglum. We'd be somewhere. But because she was stacking it up. So it's a little, when the stack got unstacked, because I kept buying. Y'all ain't gonna help. I was straight. I'm used to being broke. And she around here like, my, well, she, you know, and I'm like, girl, it's gonna be all right. But then when we finally got to the point to where she kind of seen this how it was gonna be. Unbothered. To where everything around you can be falling apart, but you don't got to remind me of it every day. Yeah. Oh, I love that about her. The way the bills can be behind, we don't know how we're going to do this. You don't got to throw it in my face every day. I know we don't got no money. I know you need some new tires. I know you need an oil change. I know all this stuff. I know the grass needs to be. I don't want to hear it every day. You're going to make me lose my mind. I'm trying to help your house. You don't got to remind the man every day. He went in the refrigerator too. He know ain't nothing in there but a little thing of baking soda and a little thing of juice. Come on, somebody. He know y'all broke. Leave that man alone.
I ain't getting nothing. I ain't cooking. What's the cook? What, you want an onion sandwich? You want a mayonnaise sandwich?
Leave that man alone. Gentle Peter. Say a gentle and quiet spirit. Unbothered. Here, listen to this. Listen on the screen. Listen what this great man of God is, and I'm letting y'all go. Are y'all getting anything out of this today, though? Y'all getting anything? Listen what this great man of God say. Your beauty may catch my attention, but it can't keep my attention. Now, when I can see you, and when I see you, I can see you. But when you start talking, when you keep on talking, will it keep my, come on, you, it's only so long you can stay in the bed. Come on here, somebody. It's only so long you can make whoopee. It's only so long you can do the wild monkey dance. It's only so long y'all can plot out. It's only so long. All that's good now. I ain't putting that away. I'm not saying it's not necessary. But what I'm saying is, it's only so long you can do that. But after that, can you keep my attention? Beauty is on the inside. Let me keep on going. I'm getting out of here. Ha. Let me get out of here. Ha. Well, ha. Y'all keep me away from y'all. I'm going straight in the office. I ain't hugging y'all today. I ain't doing nothing because I think one of these women going to juke me right. Oh, it's going to be like Malcolm. Oh, I'm going right in the office. I ain't hugging nobody today. Look at verse 5. For this is how the holy women, watch out now. This is how the holy women who hoped in God. So what Peter does, Peter, they must be looking at Peter the way that y'all looking at me. Because Peter reached back and grabbed an example. He says, for this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves. Not by what they put on, but by submitting to their own husband. He said it again. He already told us in verse 1. He says it again in verse 5. He said, look, this is how the godly women did it in days of old. And I think this is really why we run shipwreck, because young women don't like to hear it from the older women. We would save so much trouble and so if we would just talk to someone and not try to figure out on our own. But I love Sarah. We out of here. Sarah is the one he's referring to. And when we look at Sarah, we see the declaration of a godly woman. The declaration. The declaration. We talked about her deed, talked about her demeanor, we talked about her delight, and here lastly, her declaration. Just give me 5 minutes and we rolling. Look, the declaration of a godly woman. Look, verse 6. It says, it was thus that Sarah obeyed Abraham. We got to graduate past that. You got to obey your husband. You got to graduate past that. Just like you can't commit adultery. Just like you can't fornicate. Just like you got to give a dime out of every dollar. It's something that we got to stop talking about. We just got to graduate. We just got to do it. I've already told you what you don't have to submit to, but you just got to do it. Following his guidance and acknowledging his headship over her. How does she acknowledge it? By declaring it. Preach, boy. How does she line up being a godly? Why did Pastor Pete reach all the way back there and get Sarah out of all the women in the Old Testament he could have used? He went and got Sarah. He said, because Sarah acknowledged his headship by calling him Lord. Some of y'all almost walked out of here when I read that. Calling him Lord. What is that? They're not saying that you calling him God. Well, that's why I want to amplify. Because it says, you're saying that he's master. Here it is. This is what we can digest. Come on. Prayerfully, we can. If you want to be married, you can. Look, he's the leader. He's the authority. Come on. And Sarah declared, I'm trying to help your house. Come on, godly women. This is how you acknowledge. This is how you do a declaration. Oh, you the boss, sir. Whatever you say, I'm going to do. Whatever, it's fine. I had to get that. I had to get my wife told me that from day one. I'm following you. But, you say stuff, but then you don't like, yeah, right. But no, shit. Whatever it is you want to do. Come on, whatever major decision we've had is you to call. Whatever call you're going to make. Okay, whatever. I'm following you. I've already told you the stuff not to submit to, so don't you lose your mind. I'm just telling you, whenever it is you got someone worth being followed, we want them to follow us, but we ain't going nowhere. Look, I'm trying to help you. Sarah declared it. You know, we tear down our homes with what we declare. Sarah built her house up by what she declared. I almost preached this morning. You go, girl. I almost, but I want to stay with the making of a godly marriage, the making of Bezalel, the making of, I want to stay with the making, but I almost preached, you go, girl. Because that was Sarah did. Sarah declared that Abraham, I'm following. Sarah declared that you the man of God. Sarah declared that Abraham, you are the one that God has sent to me. You are my husband. Look what the proverb writer says, to how we can do the opposite. He said in Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. A wise woman declares over her husband. Come on, you know he ugly. You married him when he was ugly. Come on, you got to tell him he handsome. You got to tell him he cute every now and then. Come on here. My wife untold me, hey handsome. That's what she said. Hey handsome. I started believing that thing now. Come on here. I must be all right. Come on. She declared it. So hey handsome. Hey, ooh, look at you. Oh, look at you. She, ooh, I like your haircut. Ooh, I like, ooh, look at you. Oh, hey handsome. Hey handsome. Come on, you got to declare. Come on, you can't be sitting up there talking about everything that's wrong with them. Build that brother up. My God, when you build that brother up, you'll build that brother up. Come on here. Proverbs 15:1 says a gentle answer. Look what it says. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Come on, I'm looking for a godly woman that don't fight with your mouth. You don't fight with what you say. You don't fight with your words. You don't call them dumb. Don't call them stupid. Don't call them an idiot. You don't fight with your words. But no, you take your words and you form or frame your world by your words, and you build that man up, and you learn and ask God to give you patience and give you peace. How you ought to build that man up. Abraham, she learned, Sarah learn how to build up Abraham by being the man of God. Look, I got another one for you. Proverbs 21:19. Listen to this. You want to know why your husband don't come home? You want to know why he don't want to talk to you? Look what the book says. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. Where you at, baby? I'm stopping by the boy's house. Where you at, baby? I don't know. I'm just riding. You know why he just riding? He don't want to hear your mouth. Come on here, somebody. He said, better to be in a desert with a quarrelsome woman than to be home in your castle with a woman just want to fight. Just want that. Oh. Brother said, I'd rather be in the desert. That's what if I wasn't quoting the Bible, then y'all get mad at me, but I'm quoting the Bible. Look, I got another verse for you. We're going to get out of here. Proverbs 25:24. It says, it is better to live in a corner on the house. It don't say on the house. It says in the corner. I mean, I can see it. I can just see a brother up there now. And the woman just up there, just, he's just in the corner. Where she at? Who that is? Who? Where she coming again? Where she at? In the corner. Now I don't want to be on the roof. Come on, he's in the corner. Corner of the house. Then to share and to be in a house shared with a what? Quarrelsome wife. That just simply means a wife that always wants to fuss, always want to nag. I don't want to hear that every day. No, you, and I'm trying to tell you, let me speak on behalf of your husband or your future husband. He don't want to hear that every day. No, he don't want to fight. Take my phrase. I don't want to fight with the devil all day and come home and catch hell. No, I don't want to hear it. We can talk about it later. I don't want to hear it. A godly woman builds up her husband. Look, last verse. He says, Proverbs 12:4. God's word translation. A wife with strength of character is the crown of her husband. A woman, a godly woman, one that knows how to carry herself with deeds and has her proper demeanor, takes delight and has declaration, who speaks into the life of her husband. The Bible says the crown of her husband. But the wife who disgraces him is like bone cancer. It eats him up. It deteriorates your home. Look at the despairingness. The way she can be the crown of my life. The way she's helped me. She's walked with me through so many difficult times. And she's here. She loves me. She builds me up. But the opposite, it's like cancer. The silent killer. She killing me. Don't want to go home. Don't want to be married. Don't want to be with her. And that's why, and there's no excuse. You should never commit adultery, but that's why men are so susceptible to do so. They'd rather go to a strip club and let candy legs tell them you look good. Because you ain't never telling them nothing. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. This is real. They'd rather pay somebody to lie to them. Because you won't give them, you won't speak over him. And you wonder why he's talking to this person, talking to that person. And you wonder why. Because you are like cancer. It's no excuse. You shouldn't commit sin. Shouldn't commit adultery. But I'm just trying to give you the real. But I'm so glad that Sarah gives us an example. I'm going to read that verse one more time. Sarah said she called her husband, leader, authority, and she built the man of God. She declared it. I want to challenge all of us to speak over our spouses. Speak over them where you want them to go. Speak. Call them what they're not. They may not be that. It's not gonna be, you can't just come out and just do it and say it because they're going to think you're being sarcastic. But speak, especially if you've been nitpicking them for 10 years and all of a sudden you're going to start, oh, you're a man of God. Well, you know he ain't. You just know you got to slide that thing in. So you know what? I just appreciate the way you lead this house. I just appreciate the way, fine, he do something good, hopefully. I just like the way you just throw your underwear on the ground like that in a perfect spot. I mean, it's just like, it's always in the same spot. I just love that about you. You know, I just love the fact that you never go get all of it in the toilet. It's all, I mean, you got a trail. I just, I,